I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConforta.
Quinnen Williams, 25 years old, due to make $9.6 million in the final year of his contract. It's his fifth-year option. Robert Saleh came out and was like, look, we're going to get this deal done before camp. How important is he to that Jets defense, and how good is he? Is he the top guy at his position in the league right now?
I thought he was – look, Aaron Donald had an off year because of the injuries that he had. But there's Chris Jones. There's Jeffrey Simmons. Like, he's in that conversation with Chris Jones and Jeffrey Simmons. I mean, there's Aaron Donald. When healthy, he's in a league by himself. But Quinnen was really good last year. Like, they did some things from a scheme standpoint where he got one-on-ones. And when Quinnen got one-on-ones, he won his one-on-one.
Baldy, 12 sacks last year, right? 12?
12 and a half, but he, like, the way that he influenced the quarterback, you know, whether it was Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, whether it was Joe Burrow last year, like, he got to the quarterback. Josh Allen, they won a big game against Buffalo. They don't win that game without Quinnen Williams. And, you know, and really, if you go back and you really study last year's Jets teams, like, fourth game of the season, they played the Cincinnati Bengals. And at that time, Robert Saleh is defensive coordinator. They're dialing up these blitzes, these zero blitzes, and it wasn't working. And Quinnen Williams blew up on the sideline, told the coaches, just get out of our way. Let the front four do our job. Let Sauce and those guys do their job. We don't need this. We don't need, like, we can get to the quarterback. And it, really, the whole defense turned on that, on Quinnen. I have to ask Quinnen about that blow up on the sideline, which was a blow up. And he said to me, look, Baldy, I don't regret what I did, but I do regret the way that I did it. From a respect standpoint, like,
publicly, how it came across. Yeah.
Yeah, the way it came across. I was emphatic with what I believe. I didn't, you know, in the heat of the moment, in the emotion of the moment, I should have handled it a different way. Now, he's 25 years old. Like, that happened. But it was a good thing for the team. They, Quinnen is the centerpiece. You talk about Sauce. You talk about C.J. Mosley. You talk about some of these young, you know, Will McDonald or Jermaine Johnson, all these number one picks. Quinnen is the centerpiece. It starts there. He plays the game the right way. But, you know, Quinnen, he comes out of Alabama, and, you know, he's used to winning. Losing.
It's hard.
I'm trying to figure out how I couch this. Losing stinks. It wears guys down. You go home. Yeah. You know, it's 4:15. You just played a 1 o'clock game. You lost. 3 years in a row, they've lost way more than they've won. You go home. You're on the couch and you're watching Kansas City win week in, week out. You're watching Buffalo week, and it just wears on you. And you go, it takes the fun out of it. Like,
that's when it becomes a job, right? That's when it becomes – and look, we know these guys make a lot of money, but to your point, when you are winning and competing and you're having fun, it's a different locker room.
The fun when you're winning, when you're celebrating, when you can't wait to go to practice on Wednesday, when you can't wait to, like, you know, to that CBS number one crew coming into your locker room on Friday. Like, you're the showcase game. Like, he's never had that. You know, I mean, imagine – I mean, Chris Jones is an elite player in Kansas City. But if Kansas City wasn't winning like they are, I mean, Chris Jones, you know, I mean, he wouldn't be celebrated the way that he is and should be. And so that's what's missing from Quinnen. But I believe, you know, if they're in there and they're competing for 10, 11, 12 wins this year, playoff spots, you might see Quinnen Williams go from 12 to 15 sacks, you know, and – quarterback hits and, you know, forced fumbles and those kind of things. Like, you could see another level for him to go to.
So, Baldy, in the locker room, winning is the key. And when you have guys with that attitude and it just translates across the locker room, to your point about Quinnen, it's just a difference. And we've seen it. You see it all week, all the time in the NFL. But he's not had a chance to really experience that. And I don't know what this deal is going to look like, Baldy. They're saying he's asking somewhere in between, 22 and 25 million. Maybe they compromise and he gets the deal, but it's not going to be Aaron Donald money. Aaron's making about 31 a year right now, and he's still the dominant player. But I do agree that he is a guy that has to be on that defense for the Jets.
Well, I think there's a benchmark out there. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons got paid this offseason. Now, he's been in the league longer than Quinnen. But, Jeffrey Simmons, took down $98 million on whatever it was. I don't know the breakdown exactly. But, I mean, that's sort of like I think he's a more athletic Jeffrey Simmons. Probably can outdo him if I was his agent, here's Simmons' contract, here's Quinnen's, okay, we're going to up it a little bit, whatever. Maybe that's the bottom line is I'm pretty sure this deal is going to get done. The Jets recognize that, look, we're in it to win this thing. We've got Aaron, we've got these pieces, we got to get our offensive line healthy, but we know if we're going to be, and they were top 10 defense last year, they gave up the fewest touchdowns in the league. If we're going to play at the level that we want to play, Quinnen's got to be in the uniform. He can't be missing August. He's got to be here. And Joe Douglas understands this. I think, the owner understands this, Woody Johnson, that is. So I believe that this deal is going to get done. It might be one of these deals, honestly, Carl, that comes out of nowhere. And next thing you know, Quinnen is in the house and he's signing. I don't think this thing is going to be done through social media and one side. I just don't think any of that's going to happen. So I think it's just going to be one of those deals where it's just done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.